there is enough pressure being brought to bear by the governor, by the RJ, and some of the other powers that be to get this thing done.
If the governor wanted the baseball stadium, he shouldn't have relinquished his pen and give in to the Democrats until he got what he wanted. And unfortunately, if I were the Democrats, I may not let Joe have a win. It's up to the. I mean, if the Democrats give him a win, that would be interesting. And I mean, to tell you the truth, I thought Joe's negotiating skills were wasted. And I think Victor Jakes, when he comes on later, will probably say or echo the same sentiment.
Yeah. Well, we will see. I want to, in our final couple of minutes, talk about your other gig, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Talk a little bit about the challenges that are facing small businesses. A lot of them are having trouble attracting and retaining workers. How can healthcare help them?
Well, if you offer benefits to your employees, if you're not offering them, you're crazy. Because, number one, when you offer them, it's a tax deduction 100% to you. Whatever they have to pay in premium, they're getting a pre-tax benefit there. So they're getting their cost really reduced. The opportunity to buy a better plan for yourself as a business owner and your employees is definitely prevalent because it's the only way to travel. And, you know, most of these individual plans, you're subjected to Clark County only. If I was a business owner, selfishly, I'd want to put in a group plan so that I could have better coverage for me and my family. I mean, that's number one. And then the benefit is in lieu of giving somebody a cash pay raise where you have to pay the matching contributions, so $10 becomes more like $12, I'll give them $10 in cash towards health care. It's 100% tax deductible. It's a better benefit for my employees. And whatever they pay for their members is pre-tax. And now there's other the employees could still put their dependents on the exchange to get them, but they can go on employer-sponsored benefits. The truth be told is right now, that should really be the topic of American. It's not. The healthcare system is broken. Nevada's number 48 when it comes to healthcare. So I would say having a much better health plan, which would allow me to leave Nevada if I got sick, makes more sense. One of my good clients I just picked up, he's a construction owner. He had cancer. He had no idea that he could go to MD Anderson. And guess what? It saved his life. I was able to help him save his life.
That's incredible. If folks want to know more about how their small business can be welcomed into the 21st century and dealing with healthcare, where can they go? How can they find you?
They should call me on my cellular, 702-286-1014. 286-1014 is my cell. Call me direct. I have a good team of people that would work with you. And let's put it this way. I'm free as far as ask me questions. You'll be surprised. I just took a client. I showed them how to get a 20% reduction in their renewal, and they were shocked. So, I mean, we have creative ways to make things work for the clients. I'm surprised you didn't ask me about the upcoming election for Clark County.
I was going to save that for the next time.
I think you should talk to me about it now because there's a lot of rumbling out there, if you don't mind.
No. Go ahead.
So we now have a third. It looks like we have a third person seeking the chairmanship in Johnny Brew Hagen, along with Miss Douglas, and of course there's
Jill Douglas,
our current chairman Jesse Law.
So what's going to happen?
I'm running for vice chair. Thank God. It looks like I don't have. I'm going to be my acclamation for me.
Unopposed.
I look like I'm going unopposed.
Wow. How do you size up the chairman race?
Interesting. I think Johnny Brew will draw enough votes to allow Jesse to win with no question because I think Jesse's probably was in it. If it's a one-on-one race, it's a little harder, but I think Jesse will win either. I think Jesse would win, but if it's three people in the race, I'm positive he's going to win now.
Wow.
He's been working his butt off lately, I got to tell you.
And when's the election again?
It'll be in July, around the second, about the 15th of July.
Okay, have we finalized it? No, we haven't finalized the election.
We haven't finalized the location. I know we're going to have ballot. They're bringing in the machines to do the vote because probably about 500 or 600 people will show for this one. Last time was only 110, 112 that were eligible to vote. You know, if you look at this last session and you look at Carrie Buck, you got to admit she voted very liberal, so that's a prize in Jesse's corner. You know, Jill Douglas is a formidable opponent. She's got a good reputation in politics, knocking on doors. Johnny Brew does his own TV, you know, he's got his own social media besides being a teacher. So it poses to be an interesting race, but I do believe Jesse will win.
We will find out. Pat, as always, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And one more time on your cell phone so people can reach out to you.
Yeah, 702-286-1014. We need you to vote, 286-1014. Let me tell you, this upcoming 24 election is huge. We got to stand behind the President Trump. We got to stand behind Republican values. Thanks again, Kevin. You're the best.
You are the best, my friend. There you have it. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chair currently of the Clark County Republican Party, running at present unopposed. We'll find out how long that lasts. Hey, by the way, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and 3. That's why we've created something that's really cool. It's called Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview. For instance, if you got in the middle of this interview and you say, oh, darn it, I missed the best part. All you have to do is click on Live and Local On Demand, because that's where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:34, as we check out our traffic cams, it looks like a construction zone there around Tropicana because it is. And as a result, we're seeing very, very slow flows through there. Northbound at Russell Road on Interstate 15. We're seeing bumper-to-bumper flows right now, also slow 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed on 15 south. The Frank Sinatra exit ramp is closed on 15 north. Those restrictions continue on Charleston between Pecos and Lamb, and we're seeing a lot of congestion through there. Also watch for accidents right now. Wynn Road at Desert Inn, Industrial at Wyoming, and Hacienda at Orville.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 tomorrow night in Vegas. The Golden Knights looking to lift the Stanley Cup at home. They lead the Florida Panthers 3-1. After the Panthers made it a 2-1 series with a 3-2 overtime win in Game 3, the Golden Knights nipped Florida 3-2 on Saturday in Game 4. Golden Knights head coach Bruce Cassidy.
Once the game was going, I think we knew it was at stake. We have an opportunity to come up here and get one game closer. One slipped away tonight. We felt it slipped away. We thought we were the better team, played better, but we didn't get the win. That happened. So let's get out and be even better.
Pacific Coast League Baseball on Sunday. Sacramento pounded Las Vegas 18-2. Tacoma nipped Reno 8-7. Major League Baseball, the Rockies beat the Padres 5-4. The Phillies over the Dodgers 7-3. The Angels beat the Mariners 9-4. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center's not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. In fact, for the whole year of 2023, you can give us a shot for free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. locations. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The case of the United States government versus former President Donald J. Trump has already begun. I mean, it began really last weekend. And basically, it began with a couple of appearances by the former President Donald J. Trump in Columbus, Georgia, and in Greensboro, North Carolina. I promised on Friday that I'd bring you the highlights of a couple of these speeches. Let's take you first to Greensboro, North Carolina. Donald J. Trump talking about the challenges ahead in 2024. Listen to this.
For 7 years, we've been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the sinister forces who actually hate it and want to destroy it. I really believe they want to destroy it. There can be no other reason. These forces are far stronger than Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran all put together, because with the right leader, you saw that just 3 years ago, we have the right leader. All of those countries are absolutely no threat. They're not any threat to us. We talked about it before. Right now, however, they're putting us in the most dangerous position in the history of our country. We've never been in a position like this. There's never been such danger. It's because of the weaponry, the power of the weaponry. And we have people that have no clue. We have people in office that have no clue. Together we stand up to the globalists. We stand up to the Marxists. We stand up to the rhinos, because they're very bad. Because you don't know where they're coming from, the rhinos. You don't know where they're coming from. We stand up to the communists and the environmental extremists, because I'm an environmentalist. I really believe that. We've done some great things for the environment, but you have extremists, and you don't know whether or not they're really serious about some of this stuff. It's not even believable. We stand up to the open borders fanatics destroying our country, the radical left Democrats, their lawless partisan prosecutors, and the fake news media. We have a lot of it back there, but not all of them are fake. That's a big group back there, by the way. Dan, I think they're here for you, maybe. And on November 5th, 2024, we're going to stand up to the corrupt political establishment. We're going to evict a totally corrupt president named Joe Biden from the White House. And we're going to finish the job that we so successfully started. Probably there's been no more important 4 years than we had. We did a great job, all of us together. Things we did, nobody thought were possible. I put everything on the line. I will never yield. I will never be deterred. I will never stop fighting for you. Never. And if I wasn't leading in the polls by so much, we'd have no difficulty. And you know, they're the party of disinformation. They say, oh, we want to run against Trump. In the meantime, we got 5,000 prosecutors after us because they don't want to run against Trump. We beat him the first time. We did much better the second time. We beat him. We did much better the second time. More than any other president, more votes than any other sitting president has ever gotten. And more votes in terms of the margin, from 63 million and they had millions and millions. No president's done that. Usually they get less the second time. You know, you get tired of them. They weren't tired of me because we got many more votes. With your vote, we will take back our country from these fascists and thugs, and we will indeed make America great again.
I still love listening to Donald J. Trump on the stump. I think, and this is, by the way, what this trial is going to be about. It is. It's simply put, and I love the idea, And I've heard it floated a couple of times just in the last day or so, the whole notion of Trump looking to self-pardon, stringing out the court action until after he's elected president, and then he simply says it's going to go away because I'm going to pardon myself. And all of the litigation stops. All of it. That's why the presidential campaign is going to be so darn important. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Synergy Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 725-227-8087. 725-227-8087. That's 725-227-8087. SynergyWeightLoss.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It kind of set me back a little bit education-wise.
I think personally it just changed the way I looked at medicine.
As a people, we have to work together.
Health is a right for all.
We get through it together.
We can find common ground.
We are resilient.
Adaptable.
COVID taught us health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It. Mrs. Fix-It is heading up a movement to fix the disastrous direction our country is headed. Help save our country, help save our state and our community. Join the movement at MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. I can't believe it. We are one win away from Lord Stanley's Cup. That means a parade down Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm so excited. It could well happen as early as tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, where'd you watch Game 4?
Well, Game 4, I watched it over at a friend's house. We enjoyed it. It was fun to see the Knights jump out 3-0. And then it got really interesting after that. If you saw the game, you know what I'm talking about, where the first goal that was scored by the Florida Panthers was really freaky. I mean, it caromed off not one.
It was a double carom, wasn't it?
Yes, it was not one skate, but it was two Golden Knights skates, and then somehow got behind Aiden Hill. And you can't blame Aiden Hill on that one because he was, he was doing his job, and it was just a freak thing.
And by the way, how many thousands of chances would you have to get to be able to do that a second time?
Yeah, I mean,
that's freak. It's a freak thing.
It is. It's one of those things. It's kind of like that hole-in-one we saw where, I mean, it didn't even hit the ground. It just went from the club in the air and dunked into the hole.
Yeah.
It's that rare of a thing, and that's what happened in that game the other night. But, yeah, it got a little scary there at the end. When they were only up by that one goal. And, of course, the end of the game was very interesting as well because I think it was White Cloud. There was less than 17 seconds left. He ended up breaking his stick. And then, of course, you can't use the broken stick. So, I mean, he just stood around and occupied space in front of the goaltender there, trying to defend there in the melee at the last second, and it looked like he kind of snuffed the puck while he was there by Aiden Hill, but time expired, and then we got into a little melee where apparently somebody hit Aiden Hill, the goalie for the Golden Knights. It was kind of fun to watch, but there's only a couple of referees out there, and I think we had four or five separate melees after the game.
And I was afraid. I was afraid they were going to try and put an extra 2 or 3 seconds on the clock. That they'd say, no, bring everybody back, bring everybody back. We're going to play out. We're going to have a face off to the right of Aiden Hill, and that we were going to do this all over again. I'm like, oh my God, that's all we need.
And they did a countdown. Well, I saw the clock, and it was at 000. There was no doubt about it. You know, at a certain point, they put the hundredths of seconds on there as well. And it was 0.00, and it looked like it came very close. The puck came very close to crossing the line, but didn't. Aiden Hill kept it out with his pad. But that was an interesting last few seconds of that game. And who knows what would have happened if they would have scored and were 3-3. I mean, next thing you know, I mean, we could have lost that game as well, and we would be at 2-2 right now instead of 3-1. Big, big difference.
Yeah, that was just incredible. And I kept thinking back to the previous game where they scored in the final 3 minutes to tie and went on in the first couple minutes of overtime to win it. And I'm like, oh, my God, let's not go through that again.
Well, and I don't know what it is about Jack Eichel, but he does attract the puck a lot, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
He got hit in the it looked like below the ear, but it was certainly a tender area of the body. He immediately left the ice just like he did in the last game where he kind of tripped a little bit and took a pretty hard hit, went back, got squared away, and came out and finished the game. So we're excited for a young player like Jack Eichel, too. He's done well. But you got to say, Marchessault has been the player of the year for this Golden Knights team, at least in the playoffs anyway. At least in the playoffs.
You are right. We'll find out tomorrow, 5 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena. Will we be kissing the cup about 3 hours later? We will find out. Where are you going to be watching?
I don't know yet, but I'm really excited about it. I'm definitely going to watch it after I get out of here, slaving away behind a hot microphone.